It's Thursday, April 25, 2024.
A little hard to understand on a cool April morning, but I guarantee you in the months to come, you're going to wish it was this cool.
National Weather Service warns summer 2024 will be hotter than usual. Power outages have surged in the U.S. along with extreme weather. Plus,
the state's energy grid has been fueled 100% or more by clean, renewable energy.
California hits renewable energy milestone.
All of those milestones, good and otherwise, straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Folks, when I think climate, I think jobs. I think union jobs, good-paying jobs don't require a college degree. In fact, construction of new factories has more than doubled in our administration. Meanwhile, Donald Trump still thinks windmills cause cancer.
Oh, like they don't. This is your Green News Report.
That's what he said.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess I should have been expecting this, but it's April. We're already getting warnings about summer.
Yes, we are. Buckle up. The National Weather Service forecast this week that summer 2024 will be hotter than usual in the U.S.
Great.
Bringing more intense drought, wildfires, and prolonged heat waves that threaten the reliability of the nation's electric grid.
Fantastic.
Potentially even hotter than last year's hottest summer on record. NOAA and the Centers for Disease Control this week also issued new color-coded heat forecasts and interactive tools detailing local heat risks and air quality to prepare Americans for this summer's extreme heat. Globally, a new report warns that 70% of workers around the world are now exposed to extreme heat risks. The report, released this week by the International Labor Organization, warns that excessive heat around the world now kills nearly 19,000 workers a year, and they warn those numbers are rising.
That, as Republican-controlled states around this country are passing laws that prevent local ordinances from protecting workers from the heat.
Here in the U.S., power outages are surging across the nation, with the U.S. electric grid under increasing strain as climate change increases the frequency and severity of extreme weather events. According to the new analysis from nonprofit data firm Climate Central, since 2001, storms and high winds were responsible for 80% of all power interruptions. And over just the last 10 years, power outages caused by severe storms increased by nearly 75%.
Bury the power lines.
Power outages during extreme heat waves are also increasingly deadly in the U.S., with the elderly, disabled, and low-income communities hardest hit. In politics, 25 Republican-controlled states this week sued in federal court to block the Environmental Protection Agency's new tailpipe standards, backed by U.S. automakers, that would cut passenger car emissions and pollution by 50% starting in 2027. The 25 Republican attorneys general claim that the new regulations are, quote, unworkable and unlawful.
They're unworkable, unlawful. Except the car companies are just fine with them?
Yes. But 22 states and 5 major cities, led by California, have intervened with a motion asserting that their citizens will be harmed if the EPA does not require reductions in harmful vehicle emissions.
Good.
The tailpipe emission standards are among several significant environmental policies enacted by President Biden, but a new CBS YouGov poll this week shows that most voters don't know about them. The poll found more than 75% of voters support the U.S. taking steps to address man-made climate change. More than half said climate change needs to be addressed right now, particularly those who have experienced extreme weather disasters. However, the poll shows that the vast majority of Americans have heard very little about Biden's sweeping climate policies in the media.
Because we have a terrible media.
But they do favor Biden's climate actions when they're told about them.
Go figure.
And finally, a renewable energy record in California. On most days since mid-March, the Golden State has generated 100% of its electricity demand with clean renewable energy, for at least part, if not most of the day, thanks primarily to solar. And the state's growing fleet of batteries twice became its single largest source of power, eclipsing real-time production from all other sources of energy. Joanna Newman of nonprofit Environment America called it a sign of massive progress with much more to come.
The idea of getting all of our energy from clean, renewable energy felt like some fringe, far-fetched, futuristic notion. And today, it is our lived experience. California has the technical potential to meet all of its electricity needs 38 times over from solar alone.
Wow, that's cool. Thank you for that. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. And hey, tell someone about it. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.